Our goal is to give the property owners down this part of Northern Territory an option to send cattle north rather than south. Also for the northern or the producer around Alice Springs, sending perhaps three or four decks up to Darwin for live export, they can now actually transport their animals more cost effectively by saying sending three decks of meat workers, three decks of live export cattle. So sort of mixing it up and gaining some efficiencies for themselves as well.
How far south is AACo hoping, expecting to source cattle?
We'll expect to source cattle right down to the border of Northern Territory, and we'll go into the Kimberley and Queensland as well. The freight component is actually changing quite quickly. I think producers need to be aware of that now it is actually more cost effective in a lot of cases to send your six decks north than send six decks south, break them up at Augusta and go across into Victoria on B doubles.
What kind of breeds will you be looking for down here?
The beef processing facility is a hot bone facility looking at manufacturing beef, so the breeds actually isn't that important. We're more looking for the older type cow that no longer has a productive value, more so than targeting a specific breed.
Any indication yet what price per kilo you might be paying in your first month or so of production?
What's happening for our first 3 months of production is that we've invested heavily in employing locals, and we're employing locals so that we can train them up. For the first 3 to 4 months, we'll be just using cattle sourced through the AACo network while the training process is undergone. And then, you know, in mid-December, we'll be looking to pay market value for cattle that we'll purchase from external sources.
What kind of dollar do you think that will be?
Look, terms of trade will be dictated by then. I think the big difference is that AACo is the largest producer in the Northern Territory, or the largest producer in Australia. So our terms of trade will be more in tune with what a producer expects.
Say a cattle producer down here does send cattle up north to you guys, where will it end up?
Most of our product will end up in the quick service restaurants in the United States through their grinding beef trade. Some of it will end up in Southeast Asia, especially through the offal traders through Southeast Asia, and hides will be exported to Southeast Asia as well.
How full is LaBelle Station right now?
LaBelle's most probably operating now at its optimum capacity. We've purchased another property just north of Adelaide River to take in overflow cattle as well, and to be able to work with the producers to actually take cattle with less waiting time, looking for slots down in the southern plants, we'll be able to actually get producers' slots into the our facility at Livingston in a much more timely fashion.
You have much room left?
It's interesting. The demand has been fantastic, or the inquiry has been fantastic. The support we've had from producers has been absolutely fantastic over the last 12 months, and we do appreciate the interest from all our producers across the North Australia.
Gary Dan, Alice Springs area, Aileron Station, just north of Alice.
I think the fact that we've got an abattoirs up there now, which was a considerate size that can handle cattle, and we don't have to rely on sending them further south, which has been the traditional way, further costs, and just having another player in the market, it's all good.
And what kind of breeds will you be sending up there, if any?
We've got a pretty bit of everything at the moment, but the idea is that we can send, you know, four decks of killing cattle, manufacturing cattle, or what they might be, depending on the season, and another two could go on to the live shipping market. So it gives us a little bit of a break up in our numbers we send, rather than just one complete line of cattle.
Well, I believe that they can put those cattle through the chain within 24 hours, which in a lot of cases it takes us. But if you've got to send them into the Victoria at the moment, it'll be 24 hours after spelling to get them there. And there's the loss of the weight and bruising and so forth. No, I think it's a great thing, and I think we're on the cusp of things moving. Some of the markets are firmed up now with China taking our meat over the last few years, and all we need is a good season now to come together next year. It could be the lead of something better for us, I think, yeah.